parable of servitude.
服侍神是一种恩典。
In order, to be able to serve God, it is a grace.
因为服侍神会让我们的生活有价值，也有意义。
Because, for us to serve God, it makes our life, more valuable and more meaningful.
我们做工的果效会随着我们。
And, the fruit of our labor follow us.
我们所受的苦，会有永远的荣耀。
And the sufferings that we endure will bring us everlasting glory.
所以能够服侍，这是一种恩典。
And so to be able to serve, it is a grace.
而且也是神愿意我们服侍他，我们才能服侍他。
And it is also because God is willing to let us serve him that we are able to serve him.
那服侍神也是一种机会。
And to serve God is also an opportunity.
机会过去了，我们就很难服侍他。
Once we pass the opportunity, then it's so hard to serve God.
那在哥林多前后书里面有九个比喻在描写我们怎么服侍神。
In the book of First and Second Corinthians, there are a total number of 9 parables that talk about how we should serve God.
第三章第一个比喻就是服侍神就是做农夫。
In First Corinthians chapter 3, the first parable is talking about the farmer as serving God.
那第二个服侍神就是做一个工头 builder.
And the second one is a builder.
就是在建立别人的信仰。
That is to build up other people's faith.
所以当圣经在讲服侍的时候，不是很狭义的定义在教会里面煮饭啦、扫地啦或翻译啦、领事啦，当然这个都是服侍。
And so when the Bible talks about servitude to God, it's not only limited to, for example, cooking at church, playing the pianos, leading hymns or translation. And of course, all these things are services to God.
圣经里面讲的服侍就是对主耶稣的托付、宣道跟牧养能够有所帮助的这个工作都叫做服侍。
Servitude, according to the Bible, refers to any work that will help with preaching the gospel and pastoring the church.
所以有时候我们听人讲啊，教会都没有安排我，我要做什么工作
？And so sometimes we may hear comments such as, "The church did not schedule me to do anything, so what should I do to serve God?"
需要教会安排的，这个就是我们刚刚所说的很狭窄的这种服侍的范围。
And the work that needs the church to be scheduled are the works that we have mentioned above, which are a very narrow type of work.
但是很多的工作其实不需要教会安排，我们都可以做。
And there are actually a lot of other types of work that do not need the church to schedule us to do.
做农夫就是撒种。
To be a farmer, it is someone who sows the seeds,
就是传福音,
which is to preach the gospel.
是每一个人都可以做。
And every single one of us can do this.
那做工头就是牧养。
And to be a builder, is to pastor.
用真实的材料，神的话，来建造人的信仰。
And to use very substantial material, which is the words of God, to build up other people's faith.
所以有时候做圣工啊，我们一直在想说啊，我要认真在教会做圣工。
And so sometimes we think to ourselves that we need to zealously work for God.
其实我们的家庭就是一个小的教会。
And in actuality, our family is a small church.
圣经说，如果我们不能够看顾自己的家，怎么能够看顾神的教会？
And the Bible tells us that if we're unable to take care of our own family, then how can we take care of God's church?
所以这个服侍神的开始，就是从这个小的教会，我们的家庭开始。
And so to begin to serve God, we need to start with the small church, which is your own family.
做农夫，让我们全家都能够有真道的种子撒下去，能够成长，他能够信主。
And to be a farmer to sow the seeds of the gospel, so that all our family members can come to believe.
还有做工头。
And also to be a builder.
用神的话来建造我们家人的信仰。
And use the words of God to build up our family members' faith.
使他们在这个千变万化的社会里面能够站得稳，火能够烧而不会倒塌。
So that they will be able to stand firm in the ever-changing society and that there will be a fire within their heart.
我们看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.Verse 1, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
这里说、服侍神就是做神奥秘事的管家。
And this verse tells us that to serve God is to be、a steward of the mysteries of God.、
这里特别讲这个神的事情是奥秘的事情。
And here it specifically mentions that things of God are mysterious.
那服侍神就是在做这个奥秘事的管家。
And to serve God is to be the steward of the mysteries of God.
所以这个奥秘事、啊、就是指的属灵的。
The mysteries refer to the things that are spiritual.
这个服侍神这种属灵的工作。
And to serve God, this type of spiritual work.
因此是属灵的工作，所以我们服侍的心态、态度跟动机跟我们在公司里面在社会上在做事情不一样。
And because these are spiritual matters, our attitude and our mindset should be different from the ones that we have at our workplace.
我们在社会上做事情最重要就是能力。
The most important thing that we have、to work outside is to have our ability.
能力、啊、能力 做事情的能力 capability.
Our capability to do things.、
就是你能够把事情做好。
Which is whether or not we can do a good job.、
但是我们在服侍神能力是需要但这不是最重要。
However, when we、serve God, it's important to、have the capability, but that is not the most important criteria.
这个神的工作 很奇妙了。神如果要用我们，给我们一个责任，神就会给我们恩赐跟能力。
It's、very mysterious. If God wants、to use us for his work, then he will give us the ability and the grace.、
不是说神看这个人很有能力，所以神才给他工作，不是这样。
And it's not that God sees that this person has、a very high capability and God gives this person work.、
所以有时候我们看到一个信徒，这个信徒一个很普通的信徒怎么恩赐越来越多。
And so sometimes we may observe that an average member actually have a lot of talents.
因为他愿意服侍，所以神就给他能力恩赐，把工作做好。
And it is because the person is willing to serve God, and so God gives this person the talents and the capability to do his work well.
这真的是很奇妙。
And this is very、amazing.
所以我们在教会里面的最重要就是选有愿意做的，而且他的灵性好的，他就可以把工作做好。
And so、when we、try to appoint people to serve God in church, we need to、choose those who have a good spirituality and who have a willing heart.
因为恩赐能力神会给。
Because、the grace, the talents, and the capability God will give.
因此第一节才说这是神奥秘事的管家。
And the first verse tells us、to be stewards of the mysteries of God.
这不只是能力而已，还包括需要有属灵的智慧来了解、这个神的事情应该要怎么做。
And so not only do we need the capabilities to do God's work, we also need spiritual wisdom to understand how to do God's work.、
那接下去就说这个服侍就是在做管家。
And、later on it tells us that to be a servant of God means to be a steward of God.、
所以在教会服侍不是当老板，是当管家。
And so when we serve in the church, we are not...、bosses in church, rather we are stewards.
那虽然是管家，但是是非常的尊贵。
Even though we're only a steward, but it is a very、respected and honored position.
因为我们是在服侍神。
Because we are serving God.
好像以赛亚异象看中那个撒拉佛在服侍神，非常荣耀，非常尊贵。
And just like、what Prophet Isaiah saw in his vision, the seraphim that were serving God, they were very glorious and very honorable.
那这个做管家最重要的、条件是什么？
And what is the most important criteria to be a steward of God?
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
啊，大家都知道忠心很重要。
We all know that it's important to be faithful.
那到底什么叫做忠心？
But what does it mean to be faithful?
如果我们从圣经看起来，忠心不是工作成果的大小。
If we look into the Bible, then we'll see that faithfulness is not defined in the effect or the results of your work.
如果我们看马太福音二十五章，
If we turn to Matthew 25,
这个故事我们大家都很熟。
We're all very familiar with the story.
从十四节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
说一个主人把他的钱交给三个仆人。
Here it talks about a certain master who gives his servants his goods.
一个给他五千。
And so to one he gave 5 talents.
一个给他两千。
To another 2.
那一个给他一千。
And to another 1.
那这个三个仆人就出去了。
And so these 3 servants they went out.
那过了不多久，这个主人就回来算账。
And so after a little while, the master came back.
那连五千就赚五千。
But the he who had received 5 talents traded with them made another 5 talents.
那连两千的赚两千。
And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also.
我们仔细看到，连赚两千跟赚五千的相差三千。
And if we read carefully, the one that earned 5 talents and the one that earned 2, the difference is 3 talents.
如果你在社会上当业务员哦，你业绩有这么大的差别啊，他的薪水一定差别很大。
And if you are a salesperson in a company, and your business or your sales is in comparison to others is such a difference.
他的薪水一定会有差别。
Then your salary will definitely be different.
但是当这个主人在赞美这两个人的这个赞美完全一样。
However, this master, when he praises these 2 servants, his praise are exactly the same.
说你又良善又忠心的仆人。
The master says, "You're good and faithful servant."
你可以进来享受主人的快乐。
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
那为什么他同样的接受这个赞美？
So why did the master give the same exact praise to these 2 servants?
主人给他的本钱不一样。
Because the master gave these 2 servants a different capabilities.
所以有的人很有恩赐，他可以带很多木头子来。
There are some people who are very talented and they're able to bring a lot of truth seekers.
但是有的人很努力，他只能够带两三个。
While others, they work very hard, but they can only bring 2 or 3.
都没有关系，在神面前，这都很忠心。
But it does not matter, because in front of God, you are all faithful.
不是说带五个的就比带三个的忠心。
It's not to say that the person that brings in 5 people are more faithful than the person that brings in 3.
只要他尽力去做，神给他的恩赐不一样，所以结果会不一样。但是忠心是一样的，神的评价是一样的。
As long as the person is putting the best into this effort of God's work, it does not matter that the result is different, because God looks at their faithfulness, which is the same.
但是那领一千的却没有办法得到赏赐。
However, the person that received 1 talent did not receive any praises.
不是他领的少。
It's not that he did not receive much.
而是他没有照着主人所给他的另外去赚钱。
But it was that he did not do according to what his master gave him.
所以你想看那个寡妇啊，他能献多少？他只能够献两个小钱。
So when we think about the widow who made the offering, how much could she offer? She only offered 2 small coins.
她只有这样的能力啊。
That's all the capability that she had.
然后她都献上去了。
But she offered them all.
在神看见她比众人还多。
And so in the eyes of God, she offered more than all the people.
所以忠心不是工作果效的大小。
And so to be faithful is not dependent upon the effects or the results of your work.
忠心是照着神给我们的恩赐尽量的去做。
To be faithful means to putting all our effort according to the talents that God has given us.
保罗在使徒行传里面有提到。
And Paul also mentioned in the book of Acts.
有人预言他将要受害。
Someone prophesied that he would receive persecution.
我们看《使徒行传》的二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
二十四节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
从二十三节开始。
Starting from verse 23.
使徒行传二十章二十三节。
Acts 20:23.
但圣灵在各城向我指证，有困难与患难等待。二十四节。
24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。这里保罗说，我不以性命为念。
Here Paul says that he does not count his life dear to him.
只要我能够把神要我走的路走完，把神要我做工作做完，生命这不是很重要。
And as long as he's able to finish the race with joy and to finish the ministry that he received from the Lord.
这个就是忠心。
This is faithfulness.
也就是要完成神的工作。没有保留的投入。
This is to want to finish the work of God and to sacrifice everything.
有时候我们在一个国家在看一些信徒在做生意。
Sometimes I travel to different countries and I observe the different members doing business.
这个国家治安不好。
And if the country's politics is not very stable.
很多抢劫。
And there are a lot of robberies going on.
但是每一个村庄啊，都有差不多都有信徒在那里做生意。
But in every village, we have members who do business there.
而且住在那里。
But and they live in the villages.
他被抢劫抢了好几次，孩子住在那里。
And even though they've been robbed many, many times, but they still live there.
那从早上七点钟就开门，一直开到晚上十点钟。
And they open their business at 7 a.m. in the morning until 10 p.m. at night.
为这就是赚钱。
And what their goal is to make money.
这个我们就觉得说这个钱的力量真的很大。
And so we can see that the power of money is very great.
为着赚钱可以离开妻子儿女，为着赚钱可以从早上到晚上不休息。
In order to earn money, they can leave their wife and children or to work from morning till night.
为着赚钱，连抢劫都不怕。
And in order to earn money, they're not afraid of robberies.
那如果这个钱把它改作天国的产业。
And if we change money into inheritance of the kingdom of heaven.
那我想这个服事精神就太好了。
Then I think such kind of attitude of service is great.
所以我们现在的服事确实我们的精神还可以再上一层楼。
And so it's true that for our servitude, now we can improve upon it even more.
那这样啊，我们就是忠心的仆人。
Then we will become the faithful servants of God.
那我们如果再想忠心那到底是忠谁的心呢？是什么意思？
Also, when we think about what does it mean to be faithful, who are we being faithful to?
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十四节到十五节。
Verses 14 to 15.
这个十四节到十五节，十四节讲一种人叫属血气的人。
In verse 14, it mentions a type of people that's the nature man, natural man.
那十五节说属灵的人。
And in verse 15, it mentions the spiritual man.
所以从圣经看起来，这个人可以分作两种。
And so from the Bible, we can see that there are two types of people.
这个属血气的就是父母生下来的这一种，英文翻作 natural man, 就是生下来这个叫做属血气的。
And the first kind is those that natural man, which is those who are born from a mom and a dad.
那这样的人不能够领会神的事情。
But the Bible says that this kind of man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
那如果对神的事情看不清楚，就很难对神忠心了。
And if they cannot see very clearly things pertaining to God, then it's very difficult for them to be faithful to the things of God.
那么十五节就讲属灵人。
And verse 15 talks about those who are spiritual.
那这个属灵人是属血气的人，加上一种灵性改造的结果。
And the spiritual man are those who are natural men, but are changed or transformed by the Spirit of God.
怎么改造？第一个要受洗。
And how does this transformation occur? The first step is to receive water baptism.
第二个用真理来改造这个人。
And the second is to be transformed by the truth.
因为神的旨意都隐藏在真理里面。
Because all of God's will are hidden in His words.
第三个要圣灵的更新。
And the third is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
把这个人自私的罪性能够完全更改。
So that the person's selfishness, this evil, will be changed completely.
那如果人变成属灵人，就能够看透万事。
And once the person becomes spiritual, the person is able to discern all things.
那什么？为什么可以看透万事？
And how is he able to discern all things?
16节。
Verse 16.
因为有主的心去教导他。
Because the heart of the Lord will instruct him.
就是他有耶稣基督的心。
Because this person has the heart of Jesus Christ.
所以这个忠心到最后就是我们对每一件事情，我们的想法跟主耶稣一样，这样叫做忠心。
And so to be faithful also means that in the end, all our thoughts and our minds are the same as the ones with Christ.
那这样的服事就能够蒙神喜悦。
And such kind of servitude will be pleasing to God.
所以这个是很难的，但是所以我们必须要灵性不断的成长。
But this is something that is very difficult to achieve, so we need to grow continuously in our spirituality.
到最后我们能够满心知道神的旨意要我们怎么样做。
And so in the end, we'll be able to know clearly what is the will of God.
那这个叫做忠心。
And this is faithfulness.
这就是主耶稣所需要的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus needs.
所以为什么有时候我们在服事的过程发现很多人意见不一样？
And so sometimes when we serve the Lord, we realize that there are a lot of different opinions.
但是到最后能够合一。
But in the end, it can be unified.
为什么？
Why?
因为大家以基督的心为主。
Because all the people have the mind of Christ.
用圣经的教训来考虑事情。
And they all use the teachings from the Bible to to consider things.
那用圣灵的带领感动来考虑事情。
And to use the guidance of the Holy Spirit to judge things.
所以在使徒行传十五章，本来的耶路撒冷会议很大的争执，到最后就合一了。
And so it is just like what happened in Acts chapter 15. The Jerusalem Council, they had such a huge argument, but in the end, their answer was unified.
因为大家都很忠心。
Because everybody was faithful.
忠于耶稣的心。
They were all faithful to the heart of Jesus Christ.
教会就合一了。
And that is how the church was able to unify.
那如果我们很忠心、很投入，但是我们不知道耶稣的心，有时候越热心，问题越多。
And sometimes if we're very faithful and we sacrifice a lot of our things to serve God, but we're not faithful to Christ, then the more zealous we are, the more problems we have. Because we all have a very different opinions from others.
那谁也不会觉得谁是错。
And no one will feel that he's wrong.
因为不知道主耶稣的心。
Because we do not know the mind of Christ.
所以可能很认真很投入，但是不能算忠心。
So we might be very zealous and putting a lot of effort to do God's work, but we cannot be counted as faithful.
你看扫罗去杀那个撒玛利亚人。
We see Saul was persecuting the Samaritans.
那个亚玛力人。
Saul was killing the Amalekites.
神有没有高兴？神不高兴啊。
God was not happy.
为什么？
Why?
他用自己的喜好 来取代神要叫他做。
Because he served God according to what he thinks is right.
打仗是很危险的。
It was very hard, dangerous to have a war.
但是打完仗，神并没有给他赏赐。
But after he finished the war, God did not give him reward.
反而告诉他，听命胜于献祭。
However, God told him that to listen is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于献羔羊的自由。
And to heed better than the fat of rams.
悖逆跟拜偶像一样。
And to be rebellious is just like the sin of witchcraft.
因为他没有忠于神的心。
Because he was not faithful to God.
所以我们今天做圣工，忠心就是要以基督的想法为中心。
And so today, when we are being faithful, we need to have the mind and heart of Jesus Christ.
所以我们这个灵性啊，越来越成长，你会发现做圣工啊，越来越同心，做圣工是一种享受。
And so, as our spirituality grow better and better, we will feel that it is the church is more unified, and it becomes a joy to serve the Lord.
因为大家很同心，神跟我们同工啊，看到神赐给我们恩典，大家都受感动。
Because we are very unified, and God is working with us, and everyone sees the work of God, and are all very touched.
所以这个是管家需要忠心。
And so it is what it means to be faithful as a steward of God.
但是做管家有两个考验。
However, there are two tests given to the steward of God.
我们要经过这个，经得起这两个考验哦，服事才会久。
We need to be able to endure these two tests in order for our services to last.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself.
有的人圣工推得一干二净。
Some people do not want to do any kind of holy work.
因为从过去的经验啊，你工作做越多，被人论断越多。
Because from our past experience, the more holy work that we do, the more judgments we receive.
你没有做什么，人不会论断你。做越多，论断越多。
But if we do nothing, then we don't have any judgments from people.
所以有的人啊，虽然很有恩赐，很有能力，人家叫他做，他也不要。
So even though some people may have a very good talents and capability, but they do not want to serve.
所以他没有办法服侍下去啊。
So they cannot continue to serve.
为什么？
Why?
保罗说，我被你们论断，我都以极小的事情，但是有的人被人论断，这是大事情，所以我不做了。
For Paul, it is a very small thing that he was judged by other people. But for some other people, it is a very big thing to be judged.
所以我们服事要久，第一个要经得起别人的论断。
And so in order to have a lasting service to God, we need to be able to endure others' judgment.
那我们被人论断应该有什么态度？
And what kind of attitude should we have when we are judged by others?
我们知道人在论断人都是外表的。
We know that when we judge someone, it is all from appearance.
因此在第五节。
So in verse 5.
时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，照着人暗中的隐情显明神心里的意念。所以人啊，在心中有隐情，而且有一种意念，这个是别人看不到的。
So verse 5, it tells us that people have the hidden things and darkness that others cannot see.
比方说大卫去看他的哥哥。
For example, David went to see his brothers.
他看到那个哥利亚这样好像神的军队这样骂大卫受不了。
And he saw that Goliath was ridiculing the army of God, and he could not stand it.
这个神的百姓怎么能够被这样骂呢？这个是神的羞辱。
How can the people of God be shamed from someone like that? It's God's shame.
所以大卫就想要去把那哥利亚打死。
And so David wanted to kill Goliath.
但他的哥哥就说啊，你这骄傲。
But his brothers said, "You're very proud."
这个论断是不对的。
And this judgment is wrong.
大卫是要让神的名得到荣耀。
David wanted God's name to be glorified.
但是他哥哥说，你这个是骄傲。
But his brothers said, you are very proud.
你不牧羊，你跑到这里来做什么？
You do not do your job of tending the sheep. What are you doing here?
所以我们在做事情有一些隐情啊，内心的动机，有时候真的是别人没有办法看得出来。
And so sometimes when we do things, our motivations are hidden and others do not see that.
另外一个例子。
Another example.
当一个妇人把那个极贵的香膏打破倒在耶稣的身上。
When the woman that broke the jar of the very expensive perfume and poured it on Jesus.
那犹大就讲话了。
And so Judas spoke.
哇，这个如果能够把它卖掉，然后分给穷人，这不是很好吗？
And he said, wouldn't it be better to sell that jar of perfume and then give the money to the poor?
那以我们来想，这个犹大是一个很有爱心的人，很懂得把钱利用在最有价值的身上。
And so from human perspective, Judas is filled with love. He knows how to use the money on things that is more valuable.
但是约翰福音却讲得很清楚，他这样讲是因为他贪财。
But the book of John wrote very clearly the reason why he said that was because he coveted money.
所以对犹大正面的评价就错了。
And so if we have a positive judgment on Judas, then we're wrong.
因此这个为什么说不要论断，因为有一些心中的隐情跟动机实在我们很难了解。
And so why does the Bible tell us to not judge? Because we do not see other people's motivations and inside.
那第四节最后一句话。
And the latter part of verse 4.
但判断我的乃是主。
He who judges me is the Lord.
所以如果人很在意人的论断，第一个就是我们刚刚提到的，他不做了。
And so if we care very much about others' judgments on us, then we will end up not doing God's work.
那第二个可能就是大家都同意我才做。
And the second possibility is unless everyone agrees with you, then you will work.
那这样会有什么结果？
And so what kind of results will this attitude bring?
这样的结果就是以民意为基础。我们在做神的工作是以民意为基础。
The result of this is that we will only... we will do God's work.
民意啊，就是大家的意见啊，为主。
We will do God's work based on the opinions of the people.
看起来很民主，但是问题是，神真的要这样做吗？
It seems very democratic, but is that what God wants?
比方说，以色列百姓到迦南地旁边。
For example, the Israelites, they have arrived by the Canaan.
表决的结果，十票对两票。
And after the vote or the election, it was 10 votes against 2.
这个已经不是三分之二，这是80%反对。
And this is more than two-thirds. This is 80% of the votes.
为什么？
Why?
不敢进去啊。
Because they were afraid to go into the land.
神的旨意是什么？
But what was the will of God?
你们已经到了，可以进去了。
They already arrived, and it was time for them to go in.
但是他们不敢进去。
But they were afraid to go in.
多数人，但是对吗？
The majority did not want to go in, but was it right?
当然是不对啊。
It was not right.
那保罗在传福音。
And Paul, as he was preaching the gospel,
他说有谁跟我传的不对，他要受咒诅。
And he said very clearly, whoever preaches another gospel other than the one that he preached, let that person be cursed.
因为他很清楚他所领受是从神启示来的。
Because he knew very clearly what he was preaching was directly from God.
所以他不管别人怎么看他。
So he did not care how others judged him.
他在乎神怎么看他。
But he cared about how God judged him.
神要叫他传这个福音才是得救的福音。
If God wanted him to preach this gospel that leads to salvation.
所以我们今天在教会里面。
And today we're in church.
我们对我们教会的这个独一性跟尊贵性啊，一定要非常的清楚。
We need to be very clear on the honor and the uniqueness of our church.
真教会是独一的。
The true church is unique and it's the only one.
是尊贵的。
And it is very honored.
这个是我们向神的一种忠心。
And this is our faithfulness towards God.
那我们这样相信别人怎么看这？不在乎。
And if this is what we believe, it does not matter how other people judge us.
那如果我们很在乎其他的教会怎么看我们呢？你连在教会里面讲真教会的独一性，你都不敢讲。
But if we care very much about how people from other church judges, then we will not even dare to say the only true church.
这个就是民主，但是这合神的旨意吗？
This is very democratic, but is this according to the will of God?
所以我们不在乎人的论断，这是因为我们在神的面前凭着良心在做事情，向神负责。
The reason why we do not care about other people's judgment is that we do things according to our conscience in front of God.
我们是对神忠心。
And we are faithful to God.
所以我们才不在乎人的论断。
And that is why we do not care about other people's judgment.
如果一个人不在乎神怎么神的看法怎样，也不在乎人的论断，这个人做圣公就会大的危险。
But if a person does not care about how God judges him and does not care about how other people judge him, then it is very dangerous for the person to do God's work.
他觉得对，他就去做，他不管神怎么看，他不管人怎么看。
Because he will do the things that he thinks is right, and he does not care how God judges him or how other people judge him.
这个叫脱缰的野马。
And this person is just like a wild horse.
这个会有大问题。
And this will create a lot of problems.
所以第一个考验就是，你在乎人的论断吗？
And so the first test to be a steward of God is whether you can endure other people's judgments.
那这个第五节最后说，个人要从神那里得赞赏。
And the latter part of verse 5, it says that each one's praise will come from God.
如果我们很清楚自己很忠心，虽然变成一只论断，你将来要得到赏赐。
If we know for ourselves that we're very faithful to God, even though other people judge us, but we know that in the end we'll receive praises from God.
因为这个叫做为义受逼迫。
Because this is called to be persecuted by righteousness.
义就是神认为对的事情。
Righteousness is the things that God thinks is right.
但是在第四节有说，
But in verse 4 it says,
我虽然不觉得有错，也不能够因此称义。
Verse 4 says, I know of nothing against myself, yet I'm not justified by this.
虽然我觉得我没有错，但是也不能这样说，我就是义人。
Paul did not know of anything that he did wrong, but he could not justify himself because of this.
所以有的人啊，他觉得我没有错，他就要开始反击别人。
And so sometimes when a person feels that he is not wrong, then he will start to retaliate.
对保罗讲，我没有错，所以我就交给神嘛，你们怎么讲就没关系。
However, for Paul, even though he did not do anything wrong, but what he did was to entrust the matter into God's hand.
这是第一个考验。
This is the first test.
第二个考验。
And the second test.
就是我们在服事的过程，怎样去运用我们所有的影响力。
Is how we can use our influence as we serve God.
因为一个人有恩赐就会有影响力。
Because if a person has talent, the person will have influence.
或者说一个人工作有果效，他就有影响力。
Or in another word, if the person has fruits in his labor or results of his work, then he'll have influence.
或者说一个人有某种的职分，他就有影响力。
Or to say that if the person has a certain title, then the person has influence.
所以有时候我们就跟一些信徒讲，你不要辞职，为什么？因为你如果很关心圣工，你辞掉这个职分，你就没有那个职位去做你想要做的事情。
And so sometimes we'll encourage members to not resign from their position because once they resign, then they cannot have the influence that they need to finish the work of God.
所以有时候你有一些职分，我们才有那一种机会为教会做一些对的事情。
So sometimes it is only when you have the title, then you have the influence to do things for God in the church.
那这个影响力啊，可能带给教会合一，也会带给教会分裂。
And this influence may bring about the unification of the church or the division of church.
所以在哥林多教会里面，
So in the church of Corinth,
保罗、亚波罗、
Paul and Apollos,
还有彼得。
And Peter,
都是很有恩赐的。
They are all with talents.
但是哥林多教会没有保罗啊，他们说我属保罗，保罗没有觉得很高兴。
But in the Church of Corinth, there are people who say I belong to Paul, and that did not make Paul happy.
为什么
？Why？
我们看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
使你们与人不同的是谁呢？你们有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，妄为何自夸呢？ 我们能够啊，能够为神做事情，这是因为我们从神领受。
We're able to do things for God because we have received a talent from God.
所以一个人在教会有影响力，是因为他从神领受恩赐、领受能力、领受职分。
And so if a person has influence in church, it is because the person has received the talents and the title from God.
因此一个人在服事的过程能够通过他的服事带给教会合一。
And that is, if a person can bring about the unification of church, from the talents that he received from God.
因为他有影响力。
Because he has influence.
但是也可以通过一个人的服事使教会分裂。
But a person can also bring about the division of church through his service to God.
因为他有影响力。
Because of his influence.
但是如果一个人把影响力用错了，他的服事就结束了。
If a person uses wrongly his influence in church, then his services or his services to God ends.
所以做神的国家有两个考验。
And so to be the stewards of God, there are two tests.
第一个。
The first.
就是别人的论断。
Is to endure others' judgment.
第二个,
and the second,
我们怎么运用我们的影响力来造就教会?
How we use our influence to edify the church.
唱诗,
Let's sing hymn.
119首.
119.